very impressed for different reasons. You know, the first 45, you know, we spoke about the elements, especially the wind, and managing those periods, which we always do. Thought were terrific for different reasons first half. You know, backs to the wall a little bit at times. They put a lot of pressure on us. You know, they created throw-ins, they created corners, they created free kicks. And we just weathered it. Hit them on the counter-attack a little bit, but second half was all about us, all about our performance, and I don't think you'll see three better goals in one game. Three Christmas crackers there for the fans. Another clean sheet to boo. Must mention, you know, it's so important to score the goals, but it's so important to keep them out the other end, and a couple of fantastic saves from Sam, you know. Match-winning saves. It's about scoring goals, but it's about doing the basics well and keeping it out of your net as well, and key moments in games, which we always speak about, and that was one of them with Sam's outstanding save at 1-0.
How big a player is he becoming for you?
Don't like singling out individuals, but you must do after today. You know, I've said all along, for me, he's one of the top keepers, not just at this level, but he's also got some good players in front of him. You know, you look at the team performance today. Again, first half, dogged, disciplined, organised. Second half, free-flowing, exciting, and goals to boot as well.
Dave Sy is opening the scoring for you. Given his contributions and another one there today, how important is it for you to get him on a permanent basis in January?
Yeah, I'm certainly going to be having a word with the chairman after this interview and see where we are with that, because I think he showed today. I thought today, actually, he was tired. You know, he played a lot of football. Again, you're looking at the group and the changes you can make, and you look at the bench, and it's great. You know, you look back there and there's quality on the bench as well, and they're pushing the lads who've got the shirts at the moment. And I think that's been the key to it, you know, the fact that the group are pushing each other so hard, and the lads who've got the shirts know that they've got to put a shift in, know that they've got to show quality. Otherwise, you know, changes could be made, and they're doing that at the moment. There's still 22 to go, so we're not going to get too excited. We're top of the league and we're delighted with that, but it means nothing if we don't turn up the next 22 games.
And Sam Winnell repaying the faith that you've shown in him by bringing him straight back into the side.
Yeah, it wasn't a tough decision. You know, you've got a lad there who's scored 11 goals before today. We've played 4-4-2 every game. You know, I felt a little bit for Mickey Collins because I thought, to be fair, he'd come on at Oxford and controlled the game for the second half, you know, give us that calming influence. But I think with us being at home, with him being his top scorer, you know, and he's repaid that now. He couldn't apologise enough for his sending off at Bury. He knew that cost us as a group, and he certainly repaid that today. His first goal from the free kick that he won the header, and then he's linked off with Dion and he's fired it right into the far stanchion. Terrific goal, and his second one again, playing on shoulders, just gets in behind their left side centre half from a Murphy's header and can't finish. Obviously Sizer's goal was a terrific strike, so a great day all round.
Will you now be looking to get Sam tied to a new contract as soon as possible, because it's only a 1 year, isn't it?
I don't think it's a time for me to be coming on today and talking about contracts and with people that's already at the club. I understand the situation regarding Sires and people I've got on loan. Sam's with us at the moment, and hopefully Sam will, you know, be with us long term. We just want to try and enjoy today. I've said to the players, it's very, very important when you do win a football match that you enjoy it, because that's what it's about. That's why you start off as a little boy. You want to enjoy your football. That's why you play the game. And hopefully everybody's gone home happy today. I thought the fans were terrific today. They got behind the lads, and we always knew that attacking the fans the second half, that, you know, they'd be the 12th man and they'd suck the ball in the net. But you have to say, I don't think you'll see many better strikes than the three we saw today.
It got a bit tasty, it got a bit feisty a couple of occasions. Michael Rhodes getting sent off. Should they have had a man sent off prior to that?
Again, you know, it'd be difficult for me to come on the radio and criticise referees.
What have you seen from Scott Hogan, though? Has he gone with his
head?
Yeah,
for me, I mean, I think everybody's seen it. Mike, I was very, very surprised when he produced a yellow. We have to accept that. We would have been a lot more disappointed if it would have cost us anything today, because obviously that would have been an advantage to us with them being down to 10. And I thought the Rose sending off, for me, a second yellow, yeah, OK, it's a foul, but there's not a lot of intent there. It's a trip, and for me, a little bit of common sense. But it's disappointing when you're not getting the consistency. You know, Sam Winnell gets sent off for a dive and a celebration, doesn't make a tackle in the game, but whereas, you know, we all saw there that, you know, there's people, you know, putting the head in people's faces and not a lot done. So need a little bit of consistency, but it's not going to tinge away from our performance today and how good we were today.
now there's no uncertainty about it. It's not goal difference, it's nothing else. Burton have only drawn today. You are now clear leaders. What does that mean to you tonight?
Yeah, we're very pleased. We're very pleased as a group, but we also know that there's work ahead. 46 games a season, it's a long old season, and there's lots of twists and turns. Yet there's lots of things that can go against us: injuries, suspensions, loss of form. We're going to enjoy this moment because I think it's important you do that. We've no game now for 10 days. I'll certainly give the lads a couple of days off at the weekend, but then we'll be fully focused again and firing, hopefully, for the game against Mansfield.
Speaking of injuries, what's Christian Ribeiro's situation?
Hopefully a little bit of tightness. I spoke to him sort of after the game regarding that. It's just tightness in his hamstring, and he didn't want to let the team down. You know, fortunately, again, you can turn to your bench, you can drop Eddie Nolan in straight into right back, you can bring Marcus back into left back and bring on Aitchen. So, you know, you've still, even though you've lost Christian, who was an important player, you're still replacing quality with quality.
Final one, just away from this, between now and the next game against Mansfield, would you look to have an assistant manager in place by then?
No, not at all. I'm absolutely delighted with the staff that's working with me at the moment. You know, I've got Tony Dawes, who's doing an excellent job. I've got Andy Dawson, who's player coach, and Paul Musselwhite. So, no, I won't be making no changes at the moment. I think it'd be crazy to do that. You know, we're performing well. The players are happy with the situation. Tony's important to that, so is Andy, regarding knowing the young players that's coming through. Andy's part of that development as well, so no, certainly nothing done at the moment. I'm delighted with the staff that I've got working with me.
Does Tony not want the position on a permanent basis? Is he wanting to stay with the youth?
He's happy to do the role at the moment. Long term, who knows? In football, I don't want to look too far ahead. At the moment in time, he's very, very happy. He's enjoying it, you know, and he's been a terrific help for me.